You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Nerd Overload, but maybe this week we ought to call it Video Game Overload because it was E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, when all of the new video games are teased, and we've got just a huge buttload of game news. I'm Cody E.
I'm Sam E.
And I am also Sam E.
We are the three E's for E3. Oh my God. All right. We have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. We're going to skip clean over Check It Outs this week. We have way too much news. And like Cody mentioned, it is all game news. So Gail, go ahead and turn off now. You can come back next week.
Yes. Also, my mom will go ahead and shut it off.
Yeah. So,
Go listen to the Moth Story Hour. It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, let's jump right in because we have a lot to go over and not a lot of time to do it. We're going to go through each of the press conferences that they did. There were six of them, six main ones.
Yeah, this was my Check It Out. I spent an absurd amount of time sitting in front of live screens watching the news roll in.
Same here. Yeah, I watched way more of these this year than I did last year, for sure.
It's entertaining.
It is. Yeah. It's always fun to see what's coming each year.
Even from companies that usually make games I don't really give to
hoots
about.
Yeah. 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 Let's just start off the EA. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
speaking of companies I usually don't give to hoots about.
Yeah. EA was the first one, kicked it off this year.
They jumped way ahead.
Yeah,
like a full day before anybody else.
And it's kind of crazy that all of the press conferences this year happened before E3 like opened.
Yeah, it just opened like yesterday. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's a different day when this airs.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, let's start talking about EA stuff. There's some sports. They always have sports.
Yeah, yeah. That's their big breadwinner is their sport ball games.
Mm-hmm.
And they sure did have several of those.
Yeah, FIFA 18, which is soccer. There's NBA, what was it?
Live.
NBA Live. I almost said NBA Jam, which would have been great. Yeah. I would have got down some on NBA Jam.
They do have the rights to NBA Jam now.
Yeah. And also Madden 18, which you said has a...
They're putting a story mode in,
story mode into a football game.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're working your way up from being a high school football boy to a full-on NFL football man.
Now, was this going to be anything like the Spike Lee story mode that was in one of the... God, I can't remember what.
I forget which basketball game. I don't think it was the EA one.
Hyper-pretentious, like...
basketball ghosts.
Yeah, the best friend who was, like, stealing money and ended up dying in a car accident or something. This was in a basketball game where you played basketball.
I almost kind of want to play that.
I watched a video of the story mode, and it's something.
it exists.
It is something that exists. Yeah.
It was a freebie on PlayStation Plus a while ago, so I could download it if I want.
Oh, well then, go for it.
It's really tempting.
Yeah, do it. Why not?
I'd almost be tempted to play Football Story just to see how... I don't know, corny it probably is.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm sure it is incredibly corny.
And it's a story in, like, movies and stuff we've all seen a billion, million times.
Mm-hmm. Local boy makes good.
Yeah.
Has some trouble down the line, but perseveres, probably.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Along with that, they also announced another Battlefield game.
Yeah. Or no, it wasn't another game. It was an expansion to the existing game.
Right. It all looks the same to me.
Yeah. It's war shoots.
Yeah. This time World War One.
Yeah. Which is more interesting than World War II. Shoot.
Sure.
I'll give them that.
Sure.
Also,
but still,
World War One's way hotter right now thanks to Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Very true. But fact remains, I just can't care about first-person shooters. I just don't care.
I like first-person shooters, but I don't like the military ones. I don't know why. I just can't get into it.
Like, if I were to play a first-person shooter, it would be space. Like, it would be sci-fi. But
it'd be like Prey.
Yeah, but I just... The genre just doesn't do it for me like others do, for whatever reason.
I love a good shooter, but it has to have a good story.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know.
War games don't... There's just too much baggage with a war game.
Usually. Especially one that is steeped in history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't shut off my brain to just enjoy it because there's just too much baggage there. It's too real.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, okay, along with that, what is A Way Out?
It's by the guys that made, was it Brothers? Which is a game where you play as two brothers and you control each one with each.
You play as just two brothers?
Just two brothers.
Yeah.
And there's a Mexican Armada.
Mexican Armada.
But you controlled each brother with each different stick on the controller. I haven't actually played it, but I've heard good things.
Mm, okay.
But this A Way Out is kind of similar to that, except instead of you controlling the other brother on another stick, another whole person controls the other character at the same time.
And you're breaking out of prison, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's very cinematic.
So like, it's like that show Prison Break.
Yeah. One person can be in a cutscene, and you can be the other person can be running around solving a puzzle. It's a good idea. Something like that hasn't been done at this scale. It looks really interesting.
Yeah, it does sound really, really interesting. What about Anthem?
Anthem is the new. I wish I would have watched the trailer for this one, but I missed it. It's the new game by BioWare, the people that make Dragon Age and Mass Effect.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
It's an RPG shooter about power armor people protecting humanity.
Yes, okay, yeah. That's the one I thought it was Fallout for about a half second.
Yeah.
Because they look like the...
Same when they announced Metro at one of the other ones. I'm like, is this Fallout?
Yeah. But no, that one looks really interesting. And that's... is that one that's going to be on the Xbox? The new Xbox?
I think it's multi-platform.
Well, okay. Because I'm pretty sure they teased that one during the Microsoft as well, because as we'll get to it here in a second, Microsoft has announced their new system. That was like one of the big announcements for this E3 was the Xbox One X, which is a clunky,
yeah,
awful
clunky,
name.
Horrible name. It's like Nintendo level name bad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's the new 3DS, 2DS XL of Xbox console.
3DS XL.
And Knuckles.
And Knuckles. Featuring Dante from the Devil May Cry series.
Yeah. No, let's just go ahead and dig right into that, because I think we were pretty well done with EA for the most part. Oh, no, I'm wrong. There's Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. We missed the biggest part of
the
their whole...
Yeah, shoot.
Their whole show was an entire 30 minutes devoted to Star Wars Battlefront 2, which looks good. I mean, they can't do any worse than the other one they did earlier.
It looks like what Battlefield 1 should have been.
Yeah.
It's got
a story mode campaign, mm-hmm. which is what everybody wanted in the first one and didn't get.
Yeah.
It's got all three time periods of the Star War.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why you'd want to play in the prequels, but it's there if you want
it.
Hey,
yeah, someone's got to like it.
Which they demoed one of the prequel levels, and it's like, really? You want to lead with that?
Yeah, with the Naboo Starfighters,
yeah.
those banana yellow...
Those are the worst ship designs. They're so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they led with. It still looked like a fun game. The way they showed it was kind of garbage.
Yeah.
They just dropped right into a live stream of the game going. And being that you've never seen this game before, no one has, it kind of makes it hard to follow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's just a brand new thing, might not have been the best way to do it. EA also apparently just loves the hiring the YouTubers.
Yeah, that was kind of a running theme this year a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, more for EA than anybody else.
Yeah.
But they, instead of hiring professional people to do this sort of thing that know what they're doing, they flew out a bunch of YouTube and Twitch streamers to present a couple things.
Because they're cheap.
Yeah.
Because they're cheap and the kids know them.
Yeah. They're called influencers.
Influencers, yeah.
Because they influence the kids.
Yeah. The one that really drove me nuts was the one, again, from Microsoft, where they had the, it was like the announcer. It was like a racing game or something. And all of a sudden they cut.
The Darwin Project guy that was shouting?
Yeah, yeah, the Scream Lord.
Yeah.
God, that was awful.
Yeah, that game looked kind of neat, though.
And the game looked really neat, but we didn't need, you know, Mr. Baldy McBeardman screaming into a mic.
Yeah, screaming a play-by-play of a game we don't know and don't understand.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Yeah, you can't just drop people straight into your game to show it off. It doesn't make... You need kind of a step-by-step playthrough so you understand mm-hmm. what the game is. You can't go in cold.
Yeah, yeah. Now, was it the EA one? Was that the one with the pirate game?
No, that
four-person
was...
Pop-up?
No, that was Microsoft.
That was Microsoft.
Let's just
jump
Microsoft
right into Microsoft. Yeah, first off, the Xbox One X... The big deal with that is it is 4K, which means all your bleeps and bloops are going to be even crisper as long as you have a super expensive TV to view it on.
Yeah.
Supposedly it runs games faster, and it up-reses some older games, I believe.
It's apparently the most powerful console, not video.
I was going to say, because it's not the most powerful video game system.
Yeah, if you
because PCs are.
Yeah, but it's apparently the most powerful console ever made. They said stuff about teraflops and RAM numbers, and the crowd went, woo!
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's something people would ever get excited about.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like Microsoft's approach in that they're kind of getting away from systems a little bit. It's like, this is basically a TV computer.
Yeah.
At this point. And a lot of their games I noticed that they announced are cross-platform between Windows 10 and Xbox. So
why would you ever spend $500 on a game console?
Exactly, yeah. But it's like, you know, for people who want to customize their PC exactly the way they want it, they can play the exact same games as someone who wants to just, you know, throw a bunch of money at a sales clerk and buy the new system.
Also, you don't need to buy this either. It just makes the existing games better.
Yeah, yeah.
Look better. So, like, you can still run, you know, use your old Xbox One. It's still just as good gameplay wise.
Yeah. See, I kind of just like it as Microsoft Xbox as a service, not as much as a console.
It's like an iPad. Like, you can get any generation iPad and it'll run mostly the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just depends how much money you want to throw at it. Along with that, there were a bunch of games that were announced. Let's talk about that pirate game real quick, because that was kind of fun.
Sea of Thieves. By Rare, the people that used to make Banjo-Kazooie.
They used to make good games.
Yeah, they used to make good games all the time.
Yeah.
Now it's more of a crapshoot whether it's like good or not.
They're like Rare in name only, kind of, a little bit.
Well, most of the people that worked at Rare back when they used to make good games are the people who made Yooka-Laylee now.
True. Yeah, Playtonic. Very true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, don't let the pedigree
anyway,
make you think it's going to be good. But it does look good.
Yeah, it does look good. It's a fun game. Four-person co-op where you're on a pirate ship and you're trying to get treasure, right?
Yeah, and everybody you all have to do different jobs and work together to, you know, move the boat and find the treasure. Mm-hmm. And
kind of reminds me a little bit. There was a game for PC, and I'm going to screw
Wings
up the name of
those. Icarus.
Yeah,
Online.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because they have a very similar kind of thing. Also, whoever designed that game doesn't know how to eat bananas.
No.
No, there's a shot where if someone's like, it's like building their stamina or getting their health back or something, and they take a full banana and just like, you just see them try to eat it, like stem first, unwrapped.
Yeah, it just flies right into the first person mouth.
And yeah. And actually, did you see
Griffin
McElroy on Polygon? The crunch.
Yeah, he bites right into a banana like they did in the trailer, and it's so weird.
And it is a terrifying sound. Actually, yeah. If I get fancy, I might put it in like right here, just so everyone has to listen to a grown man bite a full unwrapped banana stem first.
Press conference.
I did it. I did it later that day.
You did, really?
Yeah.
Was it awful?
Yes. It didn't crunch the same, but I think the banana was a little old.
Oh, you see now, you're cheating.
Yeah, it wasn't as fresh, but it felt awful and it tasted awful.
Yeah. okay, so
I did it while you were at work.
I know, I didn't know about this.
Well, you should have taken video of it. We could put it up on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to some more stuff here. Black Desert Online, that's an easy one. That's just a PC RPG.
MMO. It looks really good. Well, I haven't actually played it. I have it, actually.
Very robust character creator. You can make things that look just like Bart Simpson. Like, exactly like Bart Simpson. This is an inside joke, but yes.
Yeah, it was on sale for like $5 on Steam not too long ago.
Oh, really? Yeah, I guess I totally missed that.
Yeah, huh. I got it, but I haven't bothered to install it because it's like a full 50 gigabytes.
Gee, many Christmas. That's crazy. Let's see. One of the big ones was Assassin's Creed Origin. Set in Egypt.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Kind of interesting. I've never been an Assassin's Creed boy.
I haven't either, but I like the setting.
Yeah.
I like the setting a lot. I've always been kind of a mark for Egyptian mythology and stuff like that. And it looks like not only are you assassinating people, it almost looks like they're like kind of monster-ish looking people in it a little bit, which is
I like that. Kind of neat. Hawk.
Yeah, that hawk is really cool.
There's a hawk you can control. It was nice to see them do something with the engine they made for Eagle Flight.
Mm-hmm. So no, it looks cool. I'm down for that. I mean, I won't be playing most of these games because I don't have the systems, but looks fun. Crackdown 3, starring Terry Crews as Terry Crews.
Which, he's a good fit for Crackdown.
He's a good fit, yeah.
Crackdown's always been a ridiculous, over-the-top cop.
Mm-hmm. Superhero cops.
Yeah, superhero cops.
Yeah. Not much to say about that one.
No, I've never really been into Crackdown because it's so light on everything.
It looked, the gameplay looked a little weak, to be honest. Like, the models weren't quite as detailed as I think they were hoping it would be.
But they were in 4K.
Well, okay. So it looks like garbage 4K. All right.
Well, speaking of which, we didn't write this down, but Minecraft, there was some Minecraft there.
Yeah. Oh, that drives me nuts because they're adding like a special texture map or whatever.
They're like, it's going to look better than you've ever seen before.
And that's not the point of Minecraft. It's supposed to be blocky and kind of jank looking.
Well, it didn't look any better.
It didn't. It was like they added some sunlight rays.
Yeah.
That's it. Dynamic lighting. Who cares?
But also, the cool thing is you can play cross-platform.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing it on PC, you can play it with somebody on Xbox or a tablet or on the Switch, but not the PlayStation because Sony is lame about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Same with Rocket League.
Yeah.
Which, well, that's well,
we'll
for later.
Get on, we'll get there. Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Dragon Ball Fighters.
Yeah.
Arc System works.
Arc System. They make really good fighting games.
What is their main one?
Guilty Gear and Blaze Blue.
Blaze Blue, that's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, those are their two main, and this looks like basically just Guilty Gear or Blaze Blue, but Dragon Ball. I've never been a huge Dragon Ball, Dragon Boy. I'm not a Dragon Boy.
It's a shame Josh isn't here.
Yeah, because he would love. Yeah, he would love it. Oh yeah, by the way, Josh is at Origins, the game convention down in Columbus this week, so I'm sure he'll have plenty to say.
Next week we'll have his impressions from Origins.
Yes, yes. But no, this game looks really good. It's a 2D fighter, which I'm already in for. And like you said, Arc System does excellent work with their 2D fighters. So
also they brought out a real live car for Forza.
Oh yeah, for Forza.
It's like, why, that's a cool Porsche, but why is it here at a video game conference?
Yeah, they brought out a real car and then a couple of real live drivers who had a little trouble reading the teleprompter during their presentation of Forza. I mean, it's not their fault.
They were lady race car drivers,
which is really cool. No, that's very cool. You know, reading off teleprompters maybe not the strongest suit, but hey, yeah. And you know, if you're a race car game person, I mean, I'm sure you're excited for it. Whatever.
Was Microsoft the only one that actually had a lot of ladies coming out?
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
Nintendo had the Treehouse lady.
Oh yeah, almost all the Treehouse people are ladies for the Nintendo one.
Yeah, and that's great.
They got a ton of ladies working in Treehouse.
So yeah.
Hopefully they don't get run out of the business by internet trolls.
Yeah, that's a thing that happens sometimes. Yep. More times than I would like to admit. Anyway, we have a couple minutes before our break, so let's do Ubisoft because they didn't have a ton of stuff. The main thing was Mario and Rabbids, right?
It's real.
It's a real game that's really happening.
And it looks better than you think.
Yeah, yeah.
They put a lot of time and thought into it, and it looks graphically looks fantastic, and mm-hmm. it's animated really fun.
Yeah,
it's XCOM, too. It's a tactical shooting, turn-based shooting game.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be fine. I'm not going to play it. Honestly, I'm not going to play it. I just, there's nothing in there that, I like tactical RPGs, fine. Mario's great. I could care less about Rabbids.
They're not funny because they're French funny.
Yeah. Well, French funny is an acquired taste.
Yeah.
Their French funny can be really good, but yeah, this particular brand is just not quite there.
That's what strikes me. I'm like, it's always like, it's kind of a little bit funny, but not really. And
this is like on those short McDonald's commercials with the talking French McDonald's boxes, kids meal boxes. Those were weird.
Yeah,
that exact level of humor. Plus, there's something about Mario with an arm cannon that just I don't know.
Yeah. Why is Mario shooting?
I don't need that. He should. Everyone. You know what? Everyone else can have an arm cannon. Whatever. Mario shoots fireballs.
Yeah.
Like, why can't he just, like, throw fireballs? It's built in right there. You don't need it. Anyway, what's The Crew 2?
The Crew 2 is a racing game that apparently the first one was conceptually really good, but didn't come together.
Mm-hmm.
That has a whole big open world United States for you to race cars around in, and it's kind of online in a way.
Okay.
They're making a sequel, even though the first one didn't do good.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're trying to fix all the issues that it had, also while adding racing boats and planes.
Oh, okay.
All in an open world online thing. It looks kind of neat.
Yeah, it sounds kind of neat. Skull and Bones. What is that?
More pirates.
Hey!
That's apparently the theme of the year.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm cool.
Yeah, pirates are always... We always use more pirate
we
content.
We can always use more pirate content. Johnny Depp, more pirates, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one looks more like it's more about boat combat. It's a naval combat thing.
Yeah. I mean, it looks fine. Pirate game, sure.
Yeah. Cool naval combat. It's by the people who did the naval combat in that Assassin's Creed pirate game that everybody liked.
The best part of that game.
Yeah, which I would like to try it without the Assassin's Creed baggage. So
yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm down for pirates.
So of these first, because we have a couple minutes, of the first, like, EA, Microsoft, Ubisoft, what's, like, your one standout of this chunk, of the first half of this break, I guess? What are you most looking forward to here?
I guess A Way Out looks the coolest out of this bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems fun to sit down and play through, like, kind of a big story like that with somebody else.
Yeah.
Couch co-op.
Yeah.
Oh, it does have couch co-op.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has online, but they said the best way to do it is couch co-op. That's what it's designed for.
Okay. Very cool.
I think a lot of games are getting away from that, and that's not cool.
Yeah. Couch co-op is out. Nintendo seems like the only ones that really support couch co-op anymore for mm-hmm. some reason.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Star Wars looks good because it's Star Wars.
Yeah. It looks like it's finally at the point where it should have been when they released the first Battlefront.
They just rushed the first one because they had to have it out in time for Force Awakens.
And that happens more times than not with games. They seem to kind of rush things out that aren't maybe aren't totally completed and then have to backtrack. And that's kind of a bad habit for game companies, in my opinion, for game companies to get into.
And it's got John Boyega now.
Hey! Was Ray showed up too, right?
Yeah.
Well then, okay, great. Awesome. Was Jar Jar there?
Not that I saw, but he should be. If they're going to do the prequels, they got to put Jar Jar in there.
Yeah, they got to. You know, breakout character of the Star Wars franchise.
You can't just act like he never existed.
Hey, he is a major catalyst for the original trilogy, because without Jar Jar, Palpatine wouldn't have come to power. Because
Jar Jar is secretly evil.
He is. Yeah, he is. He is secretly the Sith Lord, but we've gone over that. Yeah.
Assassin's Creed Origins looks more interesting than any other Assassin's Creed I've seen in a long time.
It's the first time I've seen an Assassin's Creed thing and gone, hey, that looks like something I should play.
And I'm down on Microsoft a lot. I mean, they're my least favorite of all three companies, but they had a pretty adequate showing.
They did fine.
They had some cool games and, you know, it was pretty good.
They did fine. And, you know, they were the only one that had a major hardware announcement. We'll get into it with Sony, but I was really hoping for a price drop for Sony. I was really kind of hoping for at least something for Nintendo, like a peripheral or something for Nintendo. But yeah, Microsoft was really the only hardware
They're dropping the price of the Xbox One S to like $139, which is extremely affordable.
It is. It is very. It's. I wish their naming conventions were better for their systems, because saying 1X and 1S is going to get very confusing for grandparents around Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it just doesn't have a good mouthfeel. Doesn't roll off the tongue, you know? You know what I mean? So anyway, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we have Bethesda, Sony, and Nintendo news for the E3 coverage that we're doing. I wish we were out there playing the games, but
yeah, maybe one day.
This is the next best thing. Hey, we're back. That was I'll Be Your One-Up Girl, the like one of the main themes from Nintendo's Super Mario Odyssey.
Which is something, well, they announced it before, but they actually showed it off.
They showed quite a bit, yeah.
Which we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
We're saving Nintendo for the end.
Yeah, we're all Nintendo fans here, so we're probably going to, yeah, we'll get to that. Let's keep this E3 news train a-rolling with Bethesda, another one that doesn't have a ton.
They kept all their announcements, the stuff that's coming out this year.
Yeah,
which
I thought that was pretty cool that they did that.
Yeah.
I mean, why get people excited about something you're not going to be selling for 4 years? I mean, like it kind of makes sense. You know, it's kind of a letdown if you're looking for some big reveal.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they still had some good stuff.
They did, yeah.
I just realized we didn't write it down, but The Evil Within 2 looks really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Sequel to a game I don't think enough people played. It was by the Resident Evil guy, Shinji Mikami. This one is, too. A perfectly creepy horror over-the-shoulder shooter game. And this looks like to be more of the same.
Cool.
That was one of their earlier reveals, too. They had some VR stuff. There's a VR Doom game coming called Doom VFR.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Doom's cool. VR's cool.
The last Doom was very excellent. So
yes, yeah.
It looks like it has teleportation moving, like you have a teleport-y gun that you use to move around instead of full movement so you don't get motion sick.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
It's probably really smart.
Even though I've never had that problem, I played through Resident Evil with full movement the whole time, and I didn't feel queasy.
Well,
or, you know,
you're one of the few.
Yeah.
Because apparently that was a big deal. But no, that's really cool. Let's see. Talking about
Fallout 4 VR is just Fallout 4, but VR.
Yeah. Same with Skyrim to a lesser extent, right?
Yeah, that was at Sony's thing, but Skyrim is coming to VR.
Whoop-dee.
On PlayStation VR.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The Fallout one actually isn't on PlayStation VR. It's only for HTC Vive, which, I mean, kind of sucks, but the PlayStation VR probably just can't handle it.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Skyrim, a game that is, what?
7 years old.
7 years old. Almost a decade old. It is coming to the Switch.
With motion controls.
No one's going to use motion controls.
No,
they're going to immediately turn those off, like, as soon as the game boots. But, I don't know, it's kind of neat. The idea of having a big, huge game like Skyrim be portable.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
That's pretty neat.
I'm not a huge Skyrim fanboy, but I'll play it.
Portably. I probably will too. It's a good time killer. Plus, it's getting amiibo support, which is interesting.
Yeah, you can tap in your Link Breath of the Wild amiibo and get his little blue tunic and
the Master Sword and the Hylian Shield.
Yeah.
And it looks super out of place.
Oh, yeah.
With the rest of the world.
It looks like the dirtiest, nastiest version of Link you've ever seen.
Yeah, it really does. So, yeah. But that's kind of neat. A nice touch.
And I wouldn't be surprised if there's more amiibo stuff they haven't shown yet.
I'm sure there is. I kind of like how they take third-party games, and when they it's totally a gimmick. It's totally 100% the gimmick of tap the amiibo and you're going to get this very specific, like, rare thing that only the Nintendo version of this game is going to get. It's dumb, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, and anything that gets you to use amiibos more gives you a reason to have all these amiibos.
Yes, gives me a reason to own 90% of the amiibos that are commercially available at this point. Yeah, any time I can use them is worth it.
I hope there's a Mario hat for Skyrim.
Oh my God, that would be great. It'd be super great. Let's see, Quake?
Yeah, Quake Champions, which is their kind of like their esports thing. That's another thing that was a big theme this year was kind of esports stuff.
Yeah, and that's fine.
The Star Wars Battlefront had a very esports flavor to the presentation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it makes sense. I mean, ESPN has really started picking up on the esports kind of circuit. It's become esports has become almost, it's become closer to a
legitimate thing. Well, it is a legitimate thing.
Well, it's legitimate, but it's being recognized.
Yeah, it's becoming mainstream.
That's a better way of putting it.
This is why we keep you, on the show.
But no, Quake's cool. I just spilled my coffee all over the place, but that's awesome.
I can't really get excited about it, even though I've always been a big fan of Quake. from back in the day. I don't know. It's just like, it's a void that's already being filled for me by Overwatch. And it doesn't look better than Overwatch.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Even though they did add BJ Blazkowicz, the guy from Wolfenstein, as a playable character.
Speaking of Wolfenstein, why don't you guys talk about Wolfenstein while I go get some paper towels to clean up this coffee?
Wolfenstein looked totally awesome. It's a sequel to, what was that one called? The New Order. It's this direct sequel to Wolfenstein The New Order, which was an awesome reimagining of Wolfenstein where it's an alternate history where the Nazis won World War II.
Yeah, it looks great.
I don't know.
But,
definitely look like Wolfenstein.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very direct sequel, picking up exactly where the other one left off, which led you to wonder if the main character had lived or not.
Surprise, he did.
Yeah, he did. They didn't kill BJ. That's going to be the only time I'll be allowed to say BJ on this show. But it looks really cool. Has a kind of a Tarantino-y Inglourious Bastards-y vibe to it, like the original one did. But this one looks like it's going a little more over the top. It takes place in America now. You're helping the resistance in America to fight back against the Nazis.
Yeah, yeah.
A guy drops acid at the end, and there's a cartoon lizard. I don't know. It looks cool.
It looks cool, yeah.
I'll definitely get it, and it makes me want to go back and play all the way through The New Order, because I never finished it. But it's called The New Colossus, too. Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. And
cool.
It was definitely the coolest game Bethesda had to show.
Yeah, it definitely was.
After their mind-numbingly boring 5 minutes that felt like 5 hours of card game.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrim card game.
Yeah. So anyway, we're done with Bethesda, so let's move on to Sony. They have quite a bit to go through. So
I was surprised how game-focused Sony's conference was.
Mm-hmm.
Only one man in an ill-fitting suit came out to just say, hey, here comes the games, and then they just hit you with, like, back-to-back-to-back trailers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I like that a lot. Don't need a lot of talk, just...
No fuss, no muss.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, there was kind of a cool opening with, like, some instruments, some... What was it, like...
Well, they did that last year, too.
Yeah, and a cool waterfall.
Yeah.
Fake waterfall. And they had pyrotechnics, too, on stage, just exploding flames into the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But game-wise...
Game-wise, yes.
They opened with the new Uncharted spinoff where you play as ladies.
Yeah, that's cool.
Chloe Frazier and somebody else, which, yeah...
Awesome. I thought it was a Tomb Raider for a half second, because I was watching it without the sound on.
Well, the sound went out.
Yeah,
so
that's why.
They had a big sound problem at the beginning on Twitch.
Mm-hmm. Which was weird, because like the YouTube stream was totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it looks good.
And you say you thought it was Tomb Raider, because, well, Uncharted is exactly Tomb Raider.
Yeah, yeah. And it had that kind of look and feel of the new update Tomb Raider where everyone's kind of dirty and no one's having a good time.
That's a good description of Tomb Raider. Even though the last one was actually, it was really, really good.
I'm sure it is.
But yeah, Laura never looks like she's having a good time.
No, definitely not. Well, let's see. What else did they announce?
Undertale. Coming to PlayStation 4 and Vita.
Cool.
It's the only Vita game of the show.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm glad they were able to figure out how to port that onto another system, because I knew that the system that they used to, at least I was under the impression, the system they used to build the game was made for porting issues.
Yeah, Toby Fox ramshackled it together out of Game Maker.
Oh, yeah. He MacGyvered that game together, basically. But I'm glad they were able to figure it out, and maybe this means now that they've cracked the code for one system, maybe eventually it'll make it onto other systems.
Yeah, it'd be nice on the Switch or even DS.
Yeah, yeah, that would be really cool. I think Undertale, I like RPGs on mobile systems.
Yeah, that's the best place to play RPGs, because you can just pick them up, drop in, grind out a couple battles.
Yeah.
And go.
Exactly, yeah. The Crash Bandicoot trilogy wasn't part of the press release, but it was like right before.
Yeah,
they
were revealing games before the thing even started.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that Crash Bandicoot was a big reveal. We've known that's coming. It actually comes out on the 30th.
Yeah, but they mentioned something about it, so that's so we're mentioning something
about
it.
You can play as Crash Bandicoot's sister through the whole game if that tickles your fancy.
And sure, why not? Great.
Yeah.
There's another Call of Duty. This time it's set in World War II.
They're going back to, the roots. I think the first Call of Duty games were in World War II.
I think so, yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
Cool, whatever.
Yeah. So
people, not my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's other people's thing, not mine, but hey, good on you.
Yeah. Speaking of games that are not my thing, Days Gone.
Yeah.
I could care less.
Yeah, it looks, it's a generic biker zombie thing. I mean, the story will have to be really good for me to even...
It would have to. I kind of like that the zombies look like almost like liquid as they move because it's like giant hordes.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. But they did that in the movie World War Z. And I'm done with zombies.
Yeah.
I'm completely
especially
done with zombies.
Video game zombies.
Yeah.
Like it's been done to death.
It's
like,
super easy. It's a super easy way to, a game developer says, I want to kill as many people as possible, but I don't want to actually
feel bad.
Kill people.
Yeah, I don't
what
need
do
to
do?
Feel anything about
oh,
it.
Oh, okay, zombies. They look like people, but they're not. It's super...
There was a Microsoft zombie game, too.
Yeah, and I could care less.
State of Decay 2.
Who cares?
And at least this one didn't steal visually from Walking Dead as much as the other one
did.
Oh,
my God, yeah.
The other one looked like they were just stealing right out of Walking Dead's notebook. There was a
really
prison...
Did. A lot of flannel.
Yeah, just visually almost identical.
Yeah, yeah. There's the sequel to Destiny, which is a space shooter,
first person shooter
RPG with RPG elements, I guess.
MMO kind of,
sort of.
I don't know. I really liked the first Destiny. Well, like enough. I played it a good while.
Yeah.
I'm excited for another one. There's a lot of places that they could make the game better. There's a lot of room for improvement, and I hope they do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Take advantage of this opportunity to fix what was wrong with the first one.
Yeah, yeah. So moving on from that, my favorite game developer, Quantic Dream, and Mr. David Cage had an extended trailer for his newest cinematic
magnum opus.
Oh my God. He is an auteur, let me tell you what. For Detroit Become Human.
Looks like it's about androids rising up against humanity because humanity treats them like slaves, which...
Yeah.
I mean...
The plot sounds okay.
Yeah, that's a good concept for a video game.
If it wasn't David Cage, I would be on board, but because I... And you know what? I give him more guff than I probably should, honestly, but I didn't like Fahrenheit or whatever the, what was that called in America?
Indigo Prophecy.
Indigo Prophecy. Did like Indigo Prophecy.
I've never played that one.
It's not great. It's okay until it just goes completely buck wild off the rails.
I like the Nomad Soul, even though it's trash.
Oh, Nomad Soul is a trash game
that should be
in a dumpster.
I like it conceptually, and it does a lot of interesting things.
Well, see, that's the thing. Conceptually, his games are great, but practically, they are just the worst. Okay, like Heavy Rain.
I liked Heavy Rain.
I hated Heavy Rain.
I liked Heavy Rain. I played
hated
all
that
the way,
game so much.
I played all the way through it. I enjoyed it.
Oh, my God. Do you know why I hated it? There's a running theme in David Cage's games about there's all of a sudden a left turn into Supernatural. There was a cut storyline in which the main guy, Nathan, what's his name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, the main guy and the fat cop had a psychic link, and that's why main guy kept blacking out.
Huh.
Yeah, like, that's so cheesy. That's so, like, the bad kind of cheesy.
I liked it, though.
Yeah. Let's see, what was the one with Ellen Page?
Beyond Two Souls.
Beyond
I never
Two
played
Souls.
That one.
that one did something interesting where the it jumped around in time, so each chapter was like a different, like, and it was all jumbled up, but some of it was just so contrived and so like awful. But hey, why not? If nothing else, it'll make for some funny videos to watch of people struggling through Detroit Become Human.
Yeah, and getting the QuickTime events wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun.
I saw a video of Heavy Rain the other day where it glitched out to where you could yell Sean over and over again. like after, well, I don't want to spoil it, but
sure, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you could just continuously just go,
oh my god,
through the cutscene, other cutscenes, and his mouth would keep moving, so it looked like,
oh, that's awesome.
Like, he comes to save Lady from detective bad guy,
yeah,
and it shoots him with a gun, and he's just standing over there going, Sean! Sean! It was hilarious.
I'll find that later.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to look that one up. That is great. I love the quick time event in the where the cop, cyber cop, is chasing the perp through the grocery store, and
and
you fail enough of them, like, at some point, a live chicken gets thrown into cyber cop's hands, and he's like, standing on ice that's been dumped over from, like, a fish tank or whatever.
It just goes into full-on shenanigans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, some real slapstick pratfalls in your serious murder mystery game.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a thing that really drives me nuts about the David Cage games more than anything, is that there's good ideas there. If it were just a jank game, you know, you could just take it and go, whatever.
He's so ambitious.
But he's so ambitious, and under the right direction, they would be A-plus games. Like, every one of them. Even Nomad's Soul could be... it could have been...
Oh, yeah. And it starts out really strong in the beginning.
It does, until it gets weird. It gets supernatural.
And well, it gets really
weird.
Janky, too. Because it's like they ran out of time and money toward the end.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what body you jump into, because by the end, you're forced into one body to finish the game. So everything else doesn't matter. Well,
it's got David Bowie in it and a good song, original song by him.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, that's very true. David Bowie in a couple different roles, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, let's stop talking about David Cage. okay, so God of War, the new one.
Where he's still a dad.
He is still a dad. Yeah, yeah.
You're fighting Norse gods instead of Greek ones.
That's fine. That's cool. There's a good shot of him fighting Fenrir, the giant wolf god, and befriending the world snake, which is pretty neat. It looks like at points he's going to have to learn to, like, not just immediately hate
and
everyone
murder
around
everything.
Him. Yeah.
Is there going to be a sex minigame where he does the sex while his son watches?
I hope not, but I wouldn't put it past them.
Because that's been a thing in God of War games.
Yeah.
I've never been, like, I like them enough. They're all right video games, but I've never been, like, a big fan.
Yeah. Let's see. There was
there's a lot of VR stuff.
A lot of surprise
good.
VR.
I'm glad
dumping it.
Yeah, I'm glad they're continuing to support VR.
Mm-hmm.
There's a VR fishing game set in Final Fantasy XV's universe.
Yeah,
which is bizarre.
It is weird, but. It kind of thematically okay, because a lot of Final Fantasy XV was hanging out with your buds.
Yeah.
So this is like VR hanging out with your bud simulator.
Which, yeah, sure, good idea.
All right, sure.
It's VR, it's experiment. Like, it's an open grounds for experimentation.
Yeah, yeah. What were some of the other VR games, real quick?
The Impatient.
Mm-hmm.
Inpatient, not The Impatient.
Yeah.
By the people that did... I forget the name of the game now.
Started with the U.
Yeah.
Until Dawn. There we go.
Which was a fantastic, kind of a David Cage style game done right.
Mm-hmm.
But this looks like you're in some sort of mental health ward that's spooky, which is kind of a tired.
It is, but it can be done. It can be done correctly.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a tired trope, but they can do it. Maybe they'll do it right.
Yeah, who knows?
And VR spooky games are...
Those are always fun.
10 times more fun than regular spooky games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We still have a lot to go over, so we're going to have to roll through some of these. Moss looks good. It looks like a little night mouse.
Yeah, this is my favorite game of the PlayStation.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah, you're kind of like following around a little VR mouse as they run through a little fantasy world.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a anthropomorphic mouse, because he has a little sword. And
she has a little sword.
It's a she, yeah, okay, right. She has a little sword
and a little gauntlet.
Yeah. Her name's Quill?
Yeah, I think it's Quill.
Reminds me of the comic Mouse Guard, or like the Redwall RPG, which Josh would know a lot about.
Yeah, but it's not tied to those,
it's
but
not,
it looks like those.
But it might as well be.
Yeah, it's inspired by them, clearly.
Yeah. Let's see. There's a they are doing an HD remake of Shadow of the Colossus, which is, you know, I enjoy the game.
Fine. I've never been a huge fan of Shadow of the Colossus, which is like blasphemy for people, I know. But
yeah, well.
I mean, the boss fights, which are the majority of the game, are really cool, but between them is miles and miles of desert with nothing in them and horse riding.
That's kind of the point, though.
But it doesn't matter if it's not fun. Why do they expect me to spend my time doing that?
I mean, Breath of the Wild, if you take out, like, if you take out 50% of the wild encounters in Breath of the Wild, it would be...
Oh, yeah, it'd be the same thing. But the difference is that those are there.
Yeah, true. Okay, that's true.
If Shadow of the Colossus had those or something like that, then I would like it.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay. There's Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. There's a story demo online, like, right now.
I have not downloaded it. I probably should.
The game looks good. The models for some of the characters do not. They are... they have, like, early King of Fighters face. Like... awful. Chun-Li looks terrible. Like, super bad.
That's a shame.
Yeah. But well, from what I understand, it's a four-button fighter. It's you have a tag battle kind of thing. The Infinity Gems add a lot of features. Rocket has a Groot as a summonable, like, heavy attack, which is cool. The roster leaves a bit to be desired.
Yeah.
But... and X stands out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, the Mega Man X characters look like weird plastic dolls.
Yeah, but
I guess they're robots, so they could look that way, but...
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah. It looks fun.
I'm just glad they're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here.
Gamora was in it. Was she in it before?
Nope, she wasn't
in
it before.
Cool. I like Gamora.
Yeah, I just hope they give her a personality, because in this trailer and everything, it's just like, oh, hey... Guardians was a movie that was out in the last 6 months.
It was popular.
Yeah, we're just going to slap this one in here.
Did they cut Deadpool out?
He's not in the first pack. Oh. Although they've said that 90% of the good characters are going to be DLC down the line
okay.
for this. Let's see, there was Monster Hunter Worlds, which was surprising.
Yeah, I didn't expect to see a non-Nintendo Monster Hunter game, but...
yeah, very surprising.
It looks really cool, but like I have a lot of questions. They didn't say a lot about it.
Yeah.
There was no HUD at all during gameplay, which...
because it's not finished, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet they just slapped together a fake gameplay kind of looking thing and went from there.
And I think it's being done by a Western developer, which is also weird for Monster Hunter. I almost said Monster Factor.
Let's see. And the last thing for Sony I think we're going to go over is Spider-Man. The new Spider-Man game.
It looks really good.
Super good. Looks like Batman Arkham Asylum, and I am in.
Yeah. It looks really fun, really Spider-Man.
It does.
Like, the combat, while looking similar mechanically to Batman, in motion, it's total Spider-Man fighting. A lot of quick time events, though, which is questionable.
Yeah. But, it looks good.
But if they can land the story, if they can mm-hmm. do a good story, then it's, you know, it's A+. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be good. All right, so Nintendo, we got to roll through this. So
my most anticipated part of E3 was mm-hmm. Nintendo.
Yeah, same here.
They came out with Odyssey first, I think.
Odyssey was last.
No.
But okay. We can go ahead and talk about it first because we played the song. And everybody knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
They were going to announce that.
It looks amazing. I haven't been this excited for a Mario game in a while.
Yeah. This will be the first Mario game I'm going to pick up in, like, a long time.
The gimmick now is that he throws his hat, and when his hat hits certain enemies, he can take over, he can possess them, basically.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it looks like a very large number of enemies you can do this to. Mm-hmm. You see him taking over like a Bullet Bill or a
Goomba.
Goomba.
Or a freaking T-Rex.
Yeah.
Like an actual,
realistic looking T-Rex.
Yes. Or a human.
Yeah.
A human man in a business
taxi,
suit.
A taxi cab.
Yeah, he became a taxi at one point. Oh my God, it looks great.
He even becomes traffic, like these little traffic bumpers that you can uh-huh. use to flick him back into the air after he transforms. It's very cool. It's really inventive. It looks just... the control looks like it looks amazing to control.
Yeah, it really does. It really, really does. And that song that we played was sung in-game by Pauline, the original Damsel in the Distress from the original Donkey Kong.
Yeah, which I cannot believe they're bringing her back.
No kidding. That is crazy. So I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. I can't wait for it to come out.
Yeah.
There are 2D platformers, like mini levels that they showed off as well.
Yeah, that look like Mario 1.
Mm-hmm. Super, super
happening
good.
Happening on a wall in game.
Yeah, super good. I am in, just totally in. And it's not a holiday release. It's like October.
Yeah, October.
That was the biggest surprise for me.
They moved it ahead like a month earlier than I would have expected.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really expecting Black Friday or thereabouts.
Yeah, November was what I was expecting. But
yeah, so the crazy. Let's see, some of the other games that they announced.
Metroids.
Biggest surprise.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. I mean, how many years have we gone without a Metroid? We're not counting Federation Force because that's
lot,
not
a lot. Like, yeah. I want to say
almost a decade.
Yeah.
It's been a very, very long time. And we didn't get just one, but 2 Metroids. I can't believe it.
Yeah. One of them is Metroid Prime 4, and they didn't have any gameplay of that. It was just a title card, and it said, you know, hey, we're working on it.
Yeah.
But that's enough to get excited about.
That's enough.
The Prime series has always been spectacular, mm-hmm. and I'm super excited for another one.
Mm-hmm.
But also, after their little spotlight event, they reveal, hey, guess what? There's also a Metroid for 3DS.
Yeah, and it's a remake of the original Game Boy.
Yeah, but Metroid. Like a light remake because it looks a lot different.
Yes, yes. So I'm in. And along with that, they're releasing 2 Metroid Amiibo.
Yeah, that are very cool looking.
I like them a lot.
A kneeling Samus, like the box art of Metroid 2.
Uh-huh.
And that looks like the baby Metroid breaking out as its
And it's squishy.
Yeah, it's also squishy.
Yep. These are Amiibos that I'm not going to be upset about having to buy to satiate my obsessive-compulsive personality.
Also, there was Mario ones. There was
really
Mario's
cool ones for Odyssey.
Wedding-themed Mario ones for Odyssey.
Yep, the nerd cake toppers for the next decade.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, there was a little more detail on the Zelda DLCs packs.
Not as much as I would have liked.
We don't have to get into them because they were kind of a letdown, especially that second DLC pack. Unless they do something really spectacular with it, I think it's going to be kind of a waste of money because it's looks like it's going to be a playable version of the prelude. Which we got in flashbacks in the main game.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that sounds interesting, though.
It sounds interesting, but you know how it ends. What's the point?
But it's in the journey.
Well, true.
It's in the that's the part of the game that you play is the journey. Like, who cares how it is?
Well, true. I guess that's a point. Yeah. Kirby game.
Oh, yeah. There's a new Kirby. It looked like Kirby.
It looks like Kirby. And
graphics are real good, though.
I'm in for Kirby. Yeah. Yep. Same with Yoshi. I'm not a big Yoshi guy, but
I like Yoshi before they gave him weird human hands. But no, it looks really cool. It looks very much along the lines of Woolly World,
mm-hmm.
but they're playing with depth this time. You can walk in and out.
Yep, that's the gimmick, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Pokemon Company. This was a surprise.
Yeah, they said they're making a core, like, for real Pokemon game for the Switch.
A for real Pokemon game for the Switch. No other news beyond that at this point, but
yeah, they didn't show anything. They didn't even have a title.
Yeah, but hey, that means that I am halfway there to trading in my 3DS. Honestly, I've said many, many times, as soon as Pokemon and Animal Crossing are on the Switch, my 3DS is gone.
But now you got Metroid, though.
Well, now I have Metroid. Well, I'll play Metroid while I'm waiting for the Animal Crossing, which will probably pop up next year at
E3. Yeah, there was no Animal Crossing this year, which I know was a disappointment for a lot of people.
Yeah, but that probably means they're working on something.
They're probably trying to figure out the gimmick.
Yeah. Let's see. Rocket League, Car Soccer, which has been out forever, is now getting a
Switch port,
fine.
That has cross-play with Xbox and PC.
That's interesting.
Not PlayStation because they're buttholes, I guess.
I guess. I don't know.
They're poop heads if you need to edit buttholes.
Oh, no. It'll be fine.
Okay.
We got it.
Poopy pants.
We're referencing a person, not a thing, so it's okay.
Okay.
Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
I mean, I'm sure this will be really good. I wasn't super wowed by the trailer or anything, but
yeah.
I'm sure it'll be a good game.
It looks like you're going to fall in love with your sword.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean,
different strokes for different folks, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but that's...
It's kind of disappointing to me that it doesn't seem to be following the semi-MMO feel that the previous...
It looks turn-based, doesn't it? A little bit.
No, it looks like the same battle system.
Okay.
It's just... There was... it was more open and more player choice based. You made a character at the end of this world. This one looks like there's a lot of set characters and it's more traditional JRPG.
Yeah. Speaking of kind of letdowns, Fire Emblem Warriors? No, go ahead.
I was going to say, also, it looks like they took the mechs out.
Yeah, yeah. But, hey, maybe they just didn't show that for this trailer.
That's true.
Yeah, because they mentioned mechs. They meant the sword. The girl who was also a sword mentioned that she needs to get to a mech on the big world tree, whatever. So maybe they just didn't, you know, say anything.
I don't know. Like, it's one of those games where I don't need to see anymore. I'll probably get it when it comes out type of thing.
Yeah, and I'll let you get it and tell me how it is, because I probably won't. Yeah, Fire Emblem Warriors looks like a Warriors game.
Yeah, and
it's just not.
And Fire Emblem doesn't bring enough unique to the table to make it stand out from a regular Warriors game, so it doesn't excite me.
Yeah.
And I like Fire Emblem.
Yeah, see, yeah. And they're doing another couple of amiibos with that, because you gotta cash in.
Yeah. They're good picks, though. I like Tiki and I like Chrom.
Yeah,
so.
Well, they're like the two that haven't been done yet, between Smash Brothers and the Echoes game that just came out, and, you know, everything else.
Tiki's one of the best characters I have in the mobile game, so.
Oh, yeah?
Also, what is up with the dimensional barriers in the Fire Emblem series?
Oh,
They're super thin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could sneeze in a Fire Emblem world and end up in another Fire Emblem world.
Trip on your bath mat and end up in a completely different universe. Yeah.
They announced the remake of Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
Oh, yeah.
Which was rumored beforehand and turns out
it's
true.
Rumored more like they found the icon for it
on the eShop.
On the eShop, so it was going to happen.
Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga is a fantastic, amazing game that deserves a good remake and everybody should play it.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they're adding a whole nother side story about Bowser's minions trying to get Bowser back from the bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah,
it looks really neat. It's a completely different battle mode about managing your minions.
Oh, that's cool.
Not the yellow suppository goggle guys.
They're Tic Tacs.
Yeah, okay, Tic Tacs.
Yeah. No, okay, so we're running super over, but of these second set of three, who do you think had the best E3 here?
Nintendo?
Okay.
They had two Metroids.
Yeah, that's true. And... Okay, so then overall, are you satisfied with this E3, with this outcropping of games overall?
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
I wasn't super disappointed by anything. I mean, aside from Mario Odyssey and two Metroids, I wasn't super wowed by anything, though, either.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. So who do you think did the best? Who won? I hate saying it, but who had the best showing?
It's hard to say because I want to...
They did it a lot of different ways. Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to say Nintendo, but also that's probably just... Like, if Nintendo. I wasn't a huge Nintendo fanboy, would I have felt this way about it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, I want to say Nintendo because of the Metroids and Mario Odyssey. I want to say Xbox because even if I'm not going to get the Xbox One X, it is a pretty significant jump in consoles. And I would say Sony, because they had probably the best lineup of games overall.
Yeah, they had released a very diverse showing of games, too.
So I guess we can all agree that EA and Bethesda and Ubisoft maybe didn't.
Yeah.
So there we go. Anyway.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins this E3.
That's right. It's soccer rules. Everybody tied. Everybody wins. Everyone gets a cookie at the end. All right, so hey, thank you all.
They're
all
a bunch of millennials. They get their dirty participation trophy.
Anyway, thank you all for tuning in to our special E3 coverage. I promise we'll get back to like comics and
movies
and stuff next week. But until then, you've been listening to Nerd Overload. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com. You can also find us on Facebook.
We just look at Josh's empty chair.
Yeah, we were waiting for the ghost of Josh to break in
like
here.
I'm not saying it.
Yeah.
you should just cut in a previous recording.
I should. No, it's facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet at us at nerd_overload or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV, or our Twitch channel, Nerd Overload Live.
That's right. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher, so check us out over there. And until next week, thanks for listening.
Peace out.